COVID update. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The White House COVID-19 response team providing the latest details on the state of the pandemic. Medical advisor to the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the highly transmittable BA.5 Omicron variant does not appear to be more fatal.
It doesn't appear to be associated with greater disease severity or hospitalizations compared to the most recent subvariants.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that over 80% of circulating COVID variants are comprised of the BA.4 and BA.5 subvariants. President Biden will meet with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador at the White House today to discuss issues including immigration and trade. There have been recent disagreements between the two countries regarding energy and support for Ukraine. Vice President Kamala Harris met with the Mexican president earlier today over breakfast at the Naval Observatory.
Welcome, my friend. I look forward to our discussion and to continuing our partnership.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the Supreme Court's decision that allows states to regulate abortion again. GOP Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa denouncing the behavior of some far-left activists following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade on June 24th.
The treatment of Supreme Court justices, pregnancy centers, and conservative women has been outrageous.
The Biden administration says that any violence from protesters is unacceptable. The Pentagon says that a U.S. drone strike has killed a leader of ISIS in Syria. An unidentified ISIS senior official was seriously injured in the attack. The funeral for former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was held today. Abe was assassinated Friday during a campaign speech. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Representatives from the United Bodegas of America meeting with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg Tuesday regarding the murder charge against a bodega worker. Fox's David Lee Miller has more from New York.
Alba supporters want to know why the clerk is charged with murder and the girlfriend was not criminally charged for stabbing Alba. The New York Post, quoting anonymous police sources, says prosecutors felt the girlfriend was defending her boyfriend. The DailyMail.com has published photos of Alba's injuries, including what appears to be a knife wound on his arm. Alba's case has a group representing convenience store workers calling for New York lawmakers to enact a Stand Your Ground law that allows for the use of deadly force if a person feels threatened.
Starbucks shutting down some stores over safety issues.
Starbucks is closing 16 stores in several cities because it may not be safe to work there anymore. The coffee chain says workers have reported problems with drug use in and around certain stores. So by the end of the month, Starbucks plans to permanently close 6 stores each in the Seattle and Los Angeles areas, 2 in Portland, Oregon, and single locations in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. The workers will be transferred to other locations. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The Navy says a jet on the coast of Italy was blown off an aircraft carrier.
U.S. naval officials say an F-A-18 Super Hornet assigned to Carrier Wing 1 aboard the USS Harry S. Truman blew overboard because of unexpected heavy weather in the Mediterranean Sea. It happened near Naples, Italy on Friday. In a press release, the Navy says all personnel aboard the ship are accounted for and that no one was seriously hurt during the incident. The Navy Times reports that the Navy is reviewing its options for recovering the jet. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.